The Senate Committee on Redistricting for today, April 15th, 2011.
I call to order the House Committee on Redistricting for the same date.
I'd like to start by thanking Tillamook Bay Community College for hosting us in this beautiful building today. President Green is here. Would you like to come up and say a few words to the committee and the community? Thank you.
And co-chairs and members of the committee and definitely the community. We so appreciate you coming to this amazing campus. We wouldn't be here. This campus was built about a year ago in January because of community support. We had the bond levy to do this. We have space for two more buildings, and we're the smallest community college in Oregon, but I think we must be the best because this community loves us, it blesses us, it gives us, it asks of us, and we try to partner all the ways we can. And it has been just great to be able to do this. And we also had resources because of how you approve capital construction for community colleges. So this building, half of it came from state funding as well as from our community. So thank you so much for what you get to enjoy here today. Tillamook Bay Community College represents all of Tillamook County, and we so value having a full county to represent. And if you've ever driven the coast of Tillamook County, as Senator Johnson and Representative Boone do a lot for us, it's a long drive. It is beautiful, and it's got lots of potential for economic development. But it is seen as a county, and people value this county as they work together. So I'm thankful to the commissioners and some of our citizens behind us who have made all this possible. And I know the work ahead of you is hard. I thank you for taking on hard work for Oregonians. And I also ask just give a lot of credit to our senator and our representative on these committees, because without them, I think in a small rural county of 26,000 people, it would be hard to do some of the things we do without their support. Rural Oregon thanks you and wants to make sure that we have a consistent voice. So thank you so much for being here and letting us people from our community testify and you listen to them. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your remarks and your warm welcome. So we're the House and Senate Committees on Redistricting meeting here today. We're being joined, I believe, at the Capitol by one of our committee members, Representative Tobias Reed. Representative Reed, are you with us? Well, I'm not sure, but we'll start by introducing ourselves, the members who are here today. We have most of our House and Senate redistricting committee members, and then we're also joined by the local State Senator Betsy Johnson and Representative Debbie Boone. But we'll start over on this end, and let's just go all the way around here with introductions, starting with Senator Przanski.
Good morning. My name is Floyd Przanski, State Senator from District 4. District 4 includes parts of Lane and Douglas counties. Thank you for having us.
I'm Betsy Johnson. I have the privilege of being your state senator. I represent District 16, which is all of Tillamook, all of Clatsop, all of Columbia, a little nibble of Multnomah on Savis Island, and a little nibble of Washington County in the Banks area.
And I'm Lee Beyer. I represent State Senate District 6, which is Central Lane and Linn counties.
And I'm Senator Chris Telford, District 27, which is sunny Central Oregon.
And I'm Senator Suzanne Bonamici. I represent Senate District 17. Most of it is adjacent to Senator Johnson's. It's in Washington County and Northwest Portland.
I'm Chris Garrett. I represent District 38, which is Lake Oswego and part of Southwest Portland.
Good morning. My name is Sean Lindsay. I represent House District 30, which is Hillsborough and North Plains.
Good morning. Kevin Cameron, House District 19, which would be South Salem, East Rural Salem, Almsville, Turner.
I'm Paul Holby. I'm from a state representative from House District 8, which is South Eugene, Vinita, Lorraine, and Crow.
Sal Escobar, Representative District 6, Medford.
And I'm Deborah Boone, and this is my district, District 32, and I'm half of Senator Johnson's district, so I have all of most of Tillamook now, and all of Clatsop, most of Clatsop, and a little bit of Washington County in the Banks area, and a tiny bit of Columbia just around Vernonia.
Thank you. Is Representative Reed with us? Well, when he joins us.
The websites are not hearing us right now. We're trying to work that out.
All right. A bit of a technical difficulty. We are being joined today via video conference by residents in Astoria, Lincoln City, and Newport. We have volunteers in those locations who are helping at each location, so I don't know if they're able to hear us, but I want to thank Sue Hansel and Astoria. Can you hear us, Sue Hansel and Astoria? We have Janice Redford in Lincoln City. Janice, are you able to hear us? Not yet. And Alonzo Riviere in Newport, who's joined by OCC President Patrick O'Connor. They're in Newport. Can you hear us? Not yet. Well, we'll work on the technology there and see if we can get them hooked up. I want to start by talking a bit about the logistics for today's hearing. As you came in today, you were provided a handout that had information with some questions, some population statistics for the local legislative districts, and maps of the districts. What we're hoping to hear from you as we face the challenge of balancing the population is, where are the communities that should stay together? Where are the logical places that can be divided, as we will need to draw lines to divide the districts and equalize the population? We have some requirements that are in Oregon law, and those are in your handout. But just briefly, what we need to consider as we draw the lines for both the congressional and the legislative districts. Each district, as nearly as practicable, shall be of equal population, contiguous, use existing geographic or political boundaries, not divide communities of interest, and be connected by transportation links. We also have a requirement that... Okay, we'll be with you in just a minute. We also have a requirement in our statute that says that no district shall be drawn for the purpose of favoring any political party, incumbent legislator, or other person. No district shall be drawn for the purpose of diluting the voting strength of any language or ethnic minority group. And finally, two state representative districts need to be wholly included within a single state Senate district, which we call nesting. So each Senate district must have the two House districts within it, which is not the case in every state. So those are our requirements that we are following, and I believe that we have with us some of the video conference locations. First, I'm going to ask if Astoria is with us. Sue Hansel in Astoria, can you hear us? Janice Redford in Lincoln City, are you with us? Alonzo Riviere in Newport, can you hear us? Not yet.
But we can hear them.
But we can hear them.
Didn't we just hear them?
We heard something, right. We're still working on getting them connected. I want to thank the staff for working so hard on getting everything set up ahead of time. Obviously, sometimes we have technology problems, but they'll get them sorted out, I'm sure.
Okay, we can hear them.
Okay, so I'm going to start by asking Sue Hansel and Astoria, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Sue Hansel, can you, is that Sue Hansel?
We can hear you. This is Astoria. We can hear Newport, and it looks like, are you Lincoln, the two guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so, terrific. Okay, so.
Did anybody have a phone number for them?
Okay, so you can hear each other, but not us. Can you hear us? No, they can't.
Oh, good.
We want to hold the phone number up in front of the camera. They can see us.
Okay. All home.
So,
we have no sign language.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us in Tillamook?
OSU,
who's doing the service for us, would like us to redial. We're Astoria. Because
right now they're talking to each other and not. Can we do that?
All right. Okay, so we're going to hold everything for just a few minutes while we redial through the OSU system that's hosting the technology. So we'll stand at ease for just a few minutes. thing at ease. I didn't technically need to do that. I wanted to make sure everybody could hear us. So can you hear us now, Sue Hansel in Astoria?
Astoria can hear you.
Terrific. How many people have signed up in Astoria?
There's four of us.
Four people. All right. And Janice Redford in Lincoln City? Can you hear us?
Two
people in Lincoln City. And how about in Newport, Alonzo Riviere?
Newport, we can hear you. There are five of us. There are five of us.
Five. Terrific. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, staff, for getting that all connected. And what we will do now that we've done the basics and the preliminary is that we will start taking testimony. I think we should probably limit to about 4 to 5 minutes. Do we have a...
Four
minutes, probably, because we have several people here, plus those. We'll start with 4 minutes. If it looks like we're running out of time, we'll change to three, but I think we should be okay with 4 minutes. So we're going to start. I'll start with the two... Astoria, you have four people. Do you have two people who want to come up and start your testimony, and then we'll begin? To provide testimony?
Yes.
Yes. Is there one person who's going to give testimony? You don't need to stand up unless you want to.
Okay,
if you'll start with your name for the record, please. Okay, can you please start by saying your name for the record?
My name is Kathy Sanders, 22 Auburn Avenue in Astoria, Oregon. I just wanted to come and give public comment today to express some concerns about dividing up the coastal region into different districts, if that's ever part of the plan. I certainly hope it's not. I'm a former Port of Astoria commissioner, and a lot of the issues that we face along the coast are not the same issues that are faced inland. And some of those issues are to deal with tourism as a main industry, forestry, logging. Wave energy is now well on the horizon as something that is impacting all of the coast. Fishing, of course, as a very viable industry here. And also on the danger side is just seeing the tsunami dangers. And those are things that bring us together as a coastal community. So I would just very much ask that when you look at the redistricting, that you really take into account the common interests that all of the people along the coast have, and use the coastal range as a dividing line. When we had the hurricane in 2007, people on the other side of the coastal range didn't even know that we were without power for 4 to 5 days. I was without power for 4 to 5 days during the hurricane of 2007, me personally, where I live, and a lot of people were. So the issues that we face on this side of the coastal range, I believe, are unique. They tie us together. They bind us together. And I would really hate to see, any little slivers coming out to the coast. My other concern is that Multnomah County has 730,000 people, and yet they have three congressional districts representing them. According to your information, congressional district is 757,000. So I guess it just to me makes common sense that people who live in the same geographical area, they're urban, they have the same issues, that should be one congressional district so that the rest of the state can have adequate representation. This sending these little peninsular fingers to Multnomah County and Portland is to me unjust and unfair to the other 85% of the state or 80% of the state. And so I would just really ask for some fairness in this process. That we don't look at you know, whoever's in power, and let's make sure that they get elected again or whatever like that. That's not supposed to how the process, how, supposed to be how the process works. And I just really ask that you look at this fairly and impartially, and that the legislature do their job and actually come up with a plan and pass it so that it doesn't get kicked up to the Secretary of State or the governor. And I would ask that the governor doesn't veto anything that you guys come up with as a bipartisan plan. And so that's pretty much my concerns, and I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there someone else here in Astoria who's going to testify? Is there another person in Astoria who's going to testify?
Do you have enough
room? No, there's no one at this time that would like to testify. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ms. Saunders, we have questions from the committee. Are you still there? Still there? Representative Lindsay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see that in House districts, there's House District 31 and House District 32, and it goes right between Astoria and Warrenton. I'm assuming that Astoria and Warrenton have a lot in common. Could you please testify to that, Ms. Saunders, on the commonality between Warrenton and Astoria?
Yes, we do have. There are a lot of commonalities. There's, you know, we have fishing marinas on both sides of the, you know, in the Warrenton-Hammond area and also in the Astoria area. We share most definitely, you know, the college system. We share the school systems. I mean, it's one community. Everybody in Astoria runs over to Warrenton to shop at the big box stores, and everybody in Warrenton runs over to Astoria to eat at our wonderful restaurants and walk on the Riverwalk. So yes, it is very much a community that is integrated.
Follow up. Thank you. As the House districts are currently drawn, with Astoria and Warrenton being split, would it be fair to say that it is currently dividing a community of common interest?
You know, I think it was, and I'm just going to guess here, that because you have to go across bridges, I'm assuming that they were using water as partially the dividing line. As to redrawing them, I really do believe that they are, you know, very close together as a community. So I don't know what other plans are being formulated to maybe put them together, but I guess my emphasis is also that just down the coast, that we don't, you know, break up the coastal unity.
Thank you. Other questions? No, thank you very much for your testimony. And now we're going to go to our first two people here in Tillamook, Tom Donahue and Paul Hanneman, please. And if you do have written testimony, please hand it to Erin, who's going to wave her hand. Erin is right there on the end. As you're coming up, hand your testimony to Erin. And if you want to submit written testimony after the hearing, there is information on your handout about where you can send that, or you can just go to the Oregon State Legislature website at the redistricting page and link up right there to a place where you can send your testimony. So welcome. Go ahead and one of you start. Start by saying your name for the record, please.
I'm Thomas Donahue from Pacific City, and I'd like to defer my comments to first for the senior statesman in South Tillamook County, Mr. Paul Hanneman.
Thank you, co-chairs. I'm Paul Hanneman from Cloverdale in the south part of Tillamook County. I think my written comments are probably coming around to you. The good news is that they're very brief, but I want to welcome you here to Tillamook in the rain, and I think that on the way home you'll have less rain. We're finally getting into a drier period, I hope, here, so travel won't be as bad for you. Thank you for coming today. And my comments relate to only the Oregon House and Senate district, not to the congressional districts, which I didn't speak to. But I believe that the district should be expanded toward the east and the southeast from Tillamook County, rather than retain the current configuration, which goes almost to Warrenton in Clatsop County. It would appear that the coastal mountains are a dividing line between the east side and Tillamook County over here on the west, but they're really not. Highway 6 and Highway 22 are our communication links, and they're as good as Neocone Mountain and some of the northern roads in Tillamook County as far as road links and transportation are concerned. And economic factors, we have a lot in common with Yamhill County and Polk County and the southern part of Columbia County and that area out there. And that district used to be that way. It was in prior decades. So especially in forestry and agriculture, we have a great deal in common with the folks east of the mountains. So I would ask that you'd consider that, and thank you very much for traveling to Tillamook. We appreciate your coming here, and I believe in the years that I was in the legislature, we never held hearings around the state, and so we're appreciative of you folks in the House and Senate doing it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony and for your service in the legislature. Go ahead.
Once again, I'm Tom Donahue, and I'm going to my remarks are in reference to the congressional district. The comments from the lady from Astoria are very apropos to my point of view. Once again, the coast, the entire coastal strip, has quite a bit of commonality. Transportation, obviously, is Highway 101, and the dividing line, obviously, with the coastal mountains. We have fishing, of course. Tourist activities are becoming more and more necessary and the engine of our economy, as well as agriculture, dairy farming, and that sort of thing. We have many, many commonalities in the coastal strip, and I'd personally like to see the entire coastal strip from Astoria to Brookings be one congressional district. And that's my basic comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for this panel? No questions? Representative Lindsay.
I'll ask one. Thank you for your testimony. We've heard testimony that in prior hearings that the coastal communities have a lot more in common, more commonalities than they do with the counties east of the east of the coastal range. I guess I'd like to maybe have you comment on that, Mr. Hanneman. Is would you not agree that the coastal communities have a lot more in common than those communities or valleys east of the coastal range? Now, I understand as they currently are, we have to get a certain amount of numbers in a district, and should we have? It seems to me logically that the coastal range is a good geographic barrier if we have to go beyond the summit of the coastal range. I would assume that going into kind of the rural parts of the county would be more appropriate than more of the urban. Would you mind just commenting on that?
Chairs and representative, yes, thank you. It would seem that including the coastal counties in more into their own districts rather than going east would make sense, excepting that, as I indicated, agriculture and forestry are very, very closely tied to Tillamook County's economy in this case, too, over on the east side. I guess it comes to the point where those of us on the coast, some of us on the coast, look at ourselves similar to folks east of the Cascades. We don't have a lot of population here, and a great deal of it is our vacation homeowners, though the lands look pretty well settled and things look congested at times. Our population isn't great on the coast. From a selfish standpoint, from coastal interests, in the Oregon House and the Oregon Senate, if we were to form all coastal House and Senate districts just west of the Coast Range, or primarily so, we would lose representation from coastal interests in Salem. By going east, we give our neighbors to the east with their common interest a chance to nominate their candidates from the east side too. And yes, in this case, the folks east of us might have a representative from Tillamook County, but they have a good chance of having a representative from the east side too. I just think I'm rambling. But I think if we were to have coastal counties, coastal House and Senate seats only, we would only have three House members and 1.5 or 2 Senate members is all the coast would then have.
Did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, Senator Byers, just a follow-up, I guess, would be, would you, living on the coast, would you rather be represented by someone who lives on the coast, or would you rather be represented by someone that lives in Banks?
I'd like best to be represented by someone who, as in my written comments to you, is completely familiar with the agriculture and timber industries of our district that means so much to our economy. I think that comes first, and residency, whether it's west of the Coast Range or east, is lesser in importance.
Thank you, Senator Beyer. You had a question?
I do. Mr. Hanneman, I remember your service in the legislature, and thank you for that. I was younger then, and so were you.
Yes,
but
I was considerably younger.
We have you to thank for that.
Thank you.
And given your political background, I'm just curious, following up on Representative Lindsay's question, I think the Coastal Caucus now has 9 representatives, which at least in my perception have been pretty effective in serving the coast. One of the things that we heard on the South Coast, and I think it was a discussion ahead, is we could, it appears in population, create 1 Senate district and maybe 2 House districts serving the coast that would cut that down to 3. And just, I'm curious of your observation of that. I think you touched on it a little bit.
Yeah, the economic interests, if they're similar, east and west of the Coast Range, I think that's very appropriate to retain those economic ties. And again, our transportation links in many cases are as good going east and west as they are trying to navigate north and south on 101.
There questions? Did you have a follow-up?
Sounds like more is better.
Mr. Hanneman, thank you very much for your comments. I guess being a little bit more focused, so we are setting the record. What I heard you say, and I just want to clarify that, is that you feel by having more representatives that have parts of the coast itself can be better represented than having fewer people, because they would have more of a voice to make certain that all portions of the coast that may have some differences but similarities can be heard and have the ability to be fully represented at the state level. Is that correct?
I think that the current situation where most of the House and Senate districts in the state legislature are the way they are configured now gives the coast an opportunity to have 7 or 8 seats. If we were configured 90% west of the Coast Range and we were assured of at least 1.5 or 2 Senate seats and maybe 3 or the maximum 4 House seats, yeah, that's great, excepting that our opportunity to be represented is is limited then. And I think that folks east of the Coast Range, if the candidates and the House and Senate seats come from east of the Coast Range, they have common interests with us, and so I think the district should be expanded east rather than west, rather than north and south.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Were you? Go ahead, Representative Cameron.
Mr. Hanneman, we're on the east side of the Cascade, the east side of the Cascades, and I would just ask a question. There is agricultural interest in the Willamette Valley, and there's districts that run up to the Cascades. Do you think that those districts in the Willamette Valley that have agricultural interest have the same common interest with the districts that are on the other side of the Cascades, and should they be included because of those agricultural common interests?
Oh, I think the agricultural interests are fairly similar, but the Cascade Range, I think, presents more of a dividing line than the Coast Range does. And where the east side may be more ranching and the west side more crop farming, maybe there's some difference. But I think that the agricultural parts of the Willamette Valley are very similar to the eastern side, and as far as agriculture is concerned, it's just that I think that the transportation links between east and west are a little more difficult than they are in our Coast Range here. We're from on Highway 22, we get we travel in 31 minutes from the west to the east back and forth over 22. And on Highway 6, we're able to travel that in 40 minutes from the east to the west side. I think as comparison, Highway 22 from Sisters to Salem presents more of a dividing line between east and west. But I have enough trouble trying to figure out our coastal districts without getting into the east side.
Thank you for your testimony. You. Did you serve in the House or the Senate?
I served in the House only.
Well, then I want to ask you which chamber you prefer. Thank you very much for your testimony. We're going to go now to Newport. Newport, are you there? Okay, terrific. And I believe we're going to start out with a comment from President Patrick O'Connor here at the college.
Good morning. Name's Pat O'Connor from Oregon Coast Community College, 400 Southeast College Way in Newport, Oregon. Thank you again for making this opportunity for the citizens of Newport, Lincoln City, and Lincoln County speak here from the community college. I won't say anything much more than that other than to allow the witnesses here to like to say a few comments. Go right ahead. First, sir.
Terrific. Well, thank you for hosting.
Steve McKinley from Select. I am very much in favor of the proposal spoken of earlier to group the coastal communities west of the summit of the Coast Range together in our legislative and also our House district as much as we possibly can, keeping in mind the population constraints. We have very unique interests here on the coast, as was mentioned before. We have the tsunami and earthquake preparedness that we need to be focusing on uniformly together, and because it is going to hit us all about the same time when it hits. And also our fishing, endangered species, animals out of control in the way of mountain lions and bear that seem to be overpopulating particularly the coastal area here. We don't have wolves yet here like we have in eastern Oregon, but that is a grave concern here in this rural area. And the whole coastal area has primarily rural interests, and we do not like to be commingled, shall we say, with the urban interests, which will tend to overwhelm the desires of the rural people. So we're very much in favor, at least I am, of keeping our boundary pretty much divided either along county lines or along the summit of the Coast Range, if we possibly can. And as far as transportation links to the other parts of the state, these are common interests that can be worked between representatives of the various districts. And the highways have to go both ways, so these are common interests. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McKinley. Is there one more person to testify there, and then we'll take questions of the two of you? Is there another person who's ready?
Thank you all for rescheduling this. I think it's important to obviously
start
remain
by telling us that sweet. Excuse me, can you start by telling us your name, please?
Rennie Ferris from Newport. I'm a small business owner and overextended volunteer on a lot of things. And my concern is in working with groups to see that transportation, not transportation, the travel distances as being an impediment to effectively communicating. And so I urge you to try and keep some consideration into the geography of redistricting as well as the interest. If we get our areas strung out in long, thin slivers, it makes it very difficult for people to participate when you've got to travel long distances, gain some sympathy when you think of the people on the east side and how common it is for them. And it looks like with our population trends that we can only grow our district geographically, which makes it hard. And I think looking at this screen and this attempt today to communicate from different areas has got some definite challenges. It's certainly better than driving to Tillamook, but this is not an ideal way to communicate. So I just want to urge it some kind of balance to try and think about that a little bit as you do these. But the common interest has been spoken of by several people already is definitely should be the priority. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Are there questions for these two? In the Senator Telfer has a question.
I have a question for Mr. Ferris. I am on the far east. Mr. Ferris, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mr. Ferris, yeah. I represent an area and areas of east of the Cascades, and in your comment about travel distance. Over there, we can travel in excess of 5 hours to get from one point to the other when we have town halls and things. So, what in your mind, what would be a reasonable travel distance on the coast?
I guess that depends on where gas prices get.
Good point.
I think that even an hour is a push. So I'd say it'd be nice if it was when possible to accommodate an hour and a half. So that's kind of when you think about the east side, it pales by comparison. But trying to get to Salem is challenging enough. And so if we had to go Coos Bay and Astoria, that's really, really difficult to try and get people that can put that much time into in the participation.
Thank you.
Other questions? Representative Lindsay.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. McKinley, I think. Can you raise your hand so I can see which one you are? Mr. McKinley?
McKinley. Yes.
Okay, there you are. Okay, that one. Two people waving their hands. So, question for you is, I'm looking at the map here, and I see Congressional District 5, which I believe Newport is in. And Congressional District 5 goes all the way east to the Cascade Range, but it also snakes right into downtown Portland. I'm wondering, do you feel in any way that your Newport votes are diluted in any way by the Portland votes?
We are diluted because our congressional district reaches clear up into Clackamas County, which is a rather high population area, and a substantial portion of the voters in our congressional district are right up in that one sliver corner of this congressional district.
Other questions for this panel? Okay. Thank you. I wonder, Representative Lindsay, if you mentioned that part of Congressional District 5 goes into downtown Portland. Do you want to tell us what part of it you is in downtown Portland?
Well, it goes right up into Precinct 1183, I believe, is where it goes into the city of Portland. I can get you a map.
Representative Baird's district is in
Jane, not now. Thanks. Okay, I just want to know which part. No, I've seen the map. I just want to know for the record which part you're referring to.
The northern peninsula.
Northern part.
Five goes right there.
Thank you. Okay, other questions for this panel? Okay, thank you very much, and we'll come back to you. And now we're going to go to Lincoln City. Lincoln City, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, terrific. And you have two people? Okay.
North Highway 101, Eagle Bay. I'm sorry, I'm not fully prepared for today. I just got the notification yesterday. And I sat down on my computer, started playing with numbers. If you take the intent of the law, it was passed by our state, and it says to keep areas of the same concern, same geographic, and the same area base. I went into looking at a county by county basis to set up the redistricting. And just on a rough number, I haven't had time to finalize it, by dividing by counties, when I got to my final number, I was only 4,000 out of 1,100,000 being the difference in the geographic arrangement of counties. And if I could contact your staff, I'd be more than willing to get my finalized work together and present it at a future meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. Yes, you're more than welcome to do that. There's an email link on the page that... Do you have the handout? There's contact information on that page, and you can contact the staff and be happy to take that information from you. Is there someone else there?
Thank you.
Thank you. Someone else in Lincoln City to testify?
No, thank you.
No? All right. Well, thank you for your testimony. Are there any questions of Mr. Bowman? Thank you very much. Now we'll go back to Astoria. Are there people waiting to testify in Astoria? Terrific. Okay, go ahead. Start by saying your name, please.
Yes, I'd like to. Thank you very much. My name is Lori Kaplan. I live in Astoria at 766 Lexington Avenue. And I'm one of those overextended volunteers as well, which is pretty much the heart of Astoria in Clackamas County. I agree with a lot of what Kathy said about the coastal interest, Kathy Sanders of Astoria. And I also want to have you think about the map geographically, because Astoria and Warrenton are really at a pivot of the river, the Columbia River, and the coast. And so it seems to me that Astoria and Warrenton need to be also, if part of a represented by people who understand Columbia River issues, which is currently Brad Witt is our representative in Astoria. And as it's worked, it's been fairly effective. The only concern that we have is that urban-rural split that often occurs with interest, because it's very difficult in a district that is so heavily urbanized with Columbia County and I believe maybe part of Multnomah County, the rural interests of Clatsop County just get overwhelmed, as somebody previously said. So I would urge you to keep in mind that for a lot of places, and Astoria, Warrenton especially, we're not just one or the other. And a lot of people on the coast consider Astoria urban, which is really sweet. but Astoria is coastal and it's rural and it's semi-urban and it's definitely a river community as well. And I think that that would pertain to Warrenton and probably some other communities that are under discussion today. It's not just an either or, which of course makes your job much harder, but I hope you will keep all that in mind, as well as the travel distance. On a map from Astoria to Tillamook, it looks really easy, but it's an hour and a half unless you really speed, and it's not always a pleasant drive. And I think the goal of the legislature has been to make sure that citizen participation can be maximized. And one of the benefits of our current districting is that people from all over can come to town hall meetings held almost anywhere in our district. And that's been such a blessing. And it's been wonderful to have Senator Johnson and Representative Boone and Representative Witt be able to come and really represent this broad overlapping group of interests and a weight-bearing population. So thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Ms. Kaplan, is there another person in Astoria who's ready to testify? Anyone else in Astoria? Anyone else? In Astoria?
No? Not at this time.
All right. Questions for Ms. Kaplan? Anyone? Nope. Thank you very much for your testimony. And so now we're back to Tillamook, and the next two people on the list are Chris Sterk and Senator Betsy Johnson. Come on up.
Be happy to defer to the senator.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Betsy Johnson. I had really just signed up for attendance, but given the opportunity to comment, I will.
What a surprise.
What a surprise. A couple of things. This district, I think, from the Senate perspective, has worked very well. It's about an hour and a half, no matter where in the district I drive. Scappoose to Tillamook, about an hour and a half. Tillamook to Astoria, about an hour and a half. Astoria to Scappoose, about an hour and a half. The district is largely homogenous in that it's an agricultural district. The river issues combine it along the north and the west, or the east, the Pacific Ocean along the west. The district has the commonality of agriculture, increasing dependence on tourism. There are many second homes in parts of the district. the travel lanes, Highway 30, running along the Columbia River all the way from Portland up to Astoria, 101 all the way from Astoria down to the California border, but it stops at the Lincoln County border for the purposes of Senate District 16, and then across the Cascades, Highway 26, across the Coast Range, Highway 26, Highway 6, and Highway 22. The district has, from my perspective, serving it now for as long as I have, a genuine feel of commonality. Each one of the various communities has their own unique and interesting character and are very prideful as cities of that character. So my strong advice, I think this would apply to anywhere in Oregon, is not dividing cities. But the district has genuine commonality, with the possible exception of the small piece of Washington County. Washington County, I think, finds itself, at least the piece in Senate District 16, very much allied with the more urban interests of Beaverton and a more urban Washington County. Most of the communities in Senate District 16 are approximately the same size. And I think the character of the community is quite similar throughout Columbia, Tillamook, Clatsop County. And the one thing I'd like to correct for the record is the piece of Multnomah County that is included in Senate District 16 is on Sauvies Island, a very dense agricultural area. We meet at the Grange Hall. Thank you for your time.
Go ahead.
My name is Christopher Sterk. I'm a citizen of Tillamook. I'm also general manager at Stimson Lumber, which is a local lumber company here. We have a mill here, as well as in Forest Grove and in Clatskanie. And I'm here to give testimony about just a few basic principles, some of which have already been mentioned today, but I'd like to reinforce. As a citizen, my interest is in making sure that however we align the districts, that the lines are representative of the people. And what I mean by that is I've seen, as I've lived in other places, I've seen districts that were disjointed, fingers, peninsulas, and every time we do that, minus what might happen for geographical reasons as we follow often rivers and roads and that kind of thing, I want to make sure that when we do draw the lines, that we draw them without those extra fingers and peninsulas so that the people are properly represented, that the districts are geographically compact and contiguous, and the handout that you gave us today certainly represents what is supposed to happen. And as a general people, when people see districts that look odd, they want to know why and what happened and why they were drawn in a fashion, and we want to keep everything from being remotely suspicious from that point of view. The only other point that I wanted to make today was about the fact that the legislature, as you know, is, and we really do appreciate you coming here to our community. We know you're here out of the best interest of the people. And we want you to be able to present the districts in a way that the governor can indeed accept them. It's my understanding that our Oregon law, unlike many other states, allows for the governor to reject your proposal, which in turn would mean that whoever happens to be Secretary of State would then make it as they wish. In my opinion, that's a very partisan way to do it, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. And I would suggest that someone propose a change in state law so that an independent committee would be able to make those decisions, so that it would not allow any kind of political partisanship to happen on behalf of the governor, regardless of who the current governor may or may not be.
Thank you, Senator Johnson and Mr. Sterk. We appreciate the comments. Don't go. Somebody might have a question for you. Questions? Representative Lindsay.
Thank you. Senator Johnson, I see that you're 4,719 short. I'm wondering if you can comment on where you think that that Senate district should grow geographically to pick up that population.
Thank you, Representative Lindsay, for the question. In looking at the criteria, I think that it actually makes sense to have the district grow along the Willamette River and Highway 30 down into northwest Portland and the Linton area. The Highway 30 is such a clear transportation link between Columbia County and frankly on up into Astoria. Highway 30 goes all the way from Portland to Astoria, and it's a major tourist route, freight route, commute route. Scappoose has a significant out commute every morning, and that would cause folks to drive right through that Linton Northwest Portland industrial area. And that would make the most sense to me.
Representative Hovey.
Thank you, and Representative Lindsay sort of asked the same question of Senator Johnson, but I wanted to direct a question to I can't remember your name already.
Chris Stirk.
Chris Stirk, I apologize. So from the perspective that you come from in the timber industry, and recognizing that the coastal districts have to grow, I'm kind of curious because, I come further south and represent some areas that are on the east side of the Coast Range, but they're little timber towns, and they all share a common interest in the Coast Range. And whether you're on one side of the Coast Range or the other, they all work at the top of the Coast Range sometimes, and those mills, also run logs back and forth. And I'm just kind of curious about your perspective, not necessarily specifically, but maybe in general, are there areas that make sense that, at least for that economic impact that, or economic connectivity that, the east side and the west side of the Coast Range are connected for, your economy of timber and the forestry industry. And where would those be, I guess?
Well, thank you for asking my opinion. I'm not sure if I'm qualified to answer that, but I'll try. Obviously, as I mentioned, I work for a lumber company. Our interest is in logging and in sawmills, but Tillamook, in particular, of course, the dairy industry, the timber industry, and several other small industries, I wouldn't want unduly skewed one way or another. Logging and sawmill and the timber industry is big throughout the state, and I think my personal opinion is if we keep the lines drawn based on the parameters here, the timber industry will be properly represented because we're all over the state regardless whether it's Stimson or any other number of qualified mills throughout the state. We have logging on the east side of the Cascade Range, on the west side of the Coastal Range, and I don't know that it should be necessarily geared toward any one particular industry because there are a lot of worthy industries that go on in our state. We could say that there are dairy cows in the middle of the state too, as well as Tillamook, and it's largely based on just where the people are and what the transportation issues are.
Senator Johnson?
Madam Chair, the only other comment, if you would allow me, that I would make with respect to timber and the timber industry is that the Clatsop and the Tillamook forests are contained largely within this district. Given all of the issues that surround the management of those forests, I think having the forests contained in one Senate district makes a certain degree of sense as far as reflecting the views of the community on these complicated management issues of the forest.
And I have a question for Senator Johnson. But first I want to say that the area that you were talking about expanding along Highway 30 is in the district that I represent. And I have a few people that I need to get rid of from my district. 17,311 to be precise. So I can spare the people. And I
that
agree.
That bolsters the argument.
That's a very industrial and agricultural area up in that part of the district. I wanted to ask you, Senator Johnson, about you talked about an hour and a half from different locations in your district, whether it be from the northern part to the southern part or east-west. Somebody earlier this morning talked about having the coast all in one congressional district. Do you know how long it takes to drive from the very northern part, like Warrenton, all the way down to the southern part of the coast?
Madam Chair, I don't know the entire length of the district, but if you ask me that question, you have to nuance it by saying in the summer or in the winter. In the summer, it is faster to walk on the hoods of the cars to go north to south. In the winter, Highway 101 is a relatively easy traverse. From Astoria to Tillamook, I mean, it has the usual congestion, and it's tourist kind of congestion, large motorhomes and those sorts of people that come and spend money in this district, and we love all of them. But I don't know. 101 is becoming more congested, and I think any coastal resident would tell you that in the summertime it's a little bit more problematic drive. I can only tell you drive times up to the Lincoln County border, unfortunately.
Appreciate that. And Representative Lindsay had another question.
Thank you. Just following up on your comments, Senator Johnson, the number for Senate District 13 is 4,719, and that's divided between House District 31, which needs 1,161, versus House District 32, which is the big number, 3,558. I'm assuming, based on Mr. Hanneman's testimony, who said that there's more of an economic tie between the western parts of the valley, such as Banks, et cetera, that would be more appropriate to expand into the rural areas of western Washington County, specifically for House District 32. Would you agree?
Representative Lindsay, you asked me a very difficult question in the home turf of one of Oregon's senior statesmen. I know and respect Representative Hanneman immensely, but I respectfully disagree. While I do acknowledge his argument that there's commonality between Tillamook County and Polk and Yam Hill, I would say that the marine issues that connect the what was once called the River District 31 and 32 make more sense. There is so much going on in the oceans right now, whether it's nearshore research, whether it's the territorial sea, whether it is the development of wave energy. Those are common along our coastal region. You spill into the Willamette River, and there are many of the same issues, fisheries, treaty rights, management of urban pollution as it comes down the river. So I think that the commonality shaped by the ocean and shaped by the river are more expressive than the east-west commonality of agriculture between Tillamook and Polk and Yam Hill.
And one more follow-up. Thank you. I think that's very helpful. Follow-up then is, you testified earlier that a good place to expand geographically, which I think would be for House District 31, the River District, would be down to the Linton area of Portland. Where do you suggest growing House District 32 to pick up the 3,558?
House District 32 that starts now somewhere midpoint on the Youngs Bay Bridge between Astoria and Warrenton would probably need to expand into the Astoria area in a way that did not divide the community of interest of the town of Astoria. Although Astoria is governed by wards, which present obvious geopolitical lines within Astoria, but it would certainly not be my recommendation to split Astoria. Astoria would benefit from a single representative and a single senator.
So not expand east into past Banks, just north.
That would be my opinion.
Other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
And now we'll go back to Newport. Is there anyone waiting to testify in Newport?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
We'll take two
Are
people.
You ready for me?
Yes, we're ready for two people.
Hello, my name is Mary Lentz. I am a 34-year resident of Lincoln County. We raise Douglas fir timber and Highland cattle on my farm in East Lincoln County. Thank you for the opportunity to testify to the Joint Redistricting Committee concerning the under representation of rural Oregonians. 85% of Oregonians live outside Portland, that is outside Portland, yet we are dominated and our voices, our votes, diluted by Portland and Multnomah County because three of the five congressional districts are drawn to incorporate some portion of the city of Portland.
despite both Portland and Multnomah County each having less population than is required for a single congressional district. The timber industry cannot be represented fairly when three of five congressional districts contain parts of the city of Portland. This dilutes the votes of the vast majority of Oregon's residents who choose to live outside Portland. This current situation has no logical rationale other than to help one political party. Approximately 15% of Oregon's population should not dominate the other 85%. Justice, common sense, and basic fairness demand that Portland should no longer dominate our congressional delegation. I recommend a congressional district be drawn using the county lines of Multnomah County. That garners almost enough population for a single congressional district. By adding in the remaining approximately 30,000 people needed to complete a congressional district from close-in urban areas of Clackamas County, there will then be a single congressional district uniting the community of common interest of greater urban metropolitan Portland without diluting my voice. Without diluting the voices of those who choose to live elsewhere and have entirely different priorities, entirely different interests and concerns. Given the results of the 2010 election, it is apparent that the people of Oregon are asking for bipartisan cooperation to have the legislature perform redistricting. May I urge this redistricting committee to heed the call to work together to create a plan both parties can agree to in the legislature rather than allowing it to fall to the Secretary of State. I wish the committee the best of luck. Thank you again for this opportunity to be heard.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Lentz. And is there someone out there in Newport who's going to testify?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this opportunity. This is Mark McConnell, Mayor of Newport. I just would like to include a couple of comments about the some of the folks that have mentioned things like resources. I think when you take a look at redistricting, keep in mind resource jurisdictions. You know, frequently we have folks in different parts of our area, in the city of Newport and other places in Lincoln County that have to deal with many, many different jurisdictions when it comes to resource development and resource management. And I think we need to be really careful not to split them up even further. We have lots of federal lands, state lands, the ocean areas are divided up in lots of different resource jurisdictions, and I think we need to be careful to make sure that representation and connection to those resources is well represented. I think the other thing we need to think about is commerce zones and transportation. Really relies heavily on Highway 20 as our resource and our commerce movement. And dividing us up into one long, skinny district along the coastline makes lots of sense for lots of the resources and things that we have to manage. But it also does not make sense when we lose our connection to the valley and the commerce transportation issues that we have. We have really benefited well from the Coastal Caucus, and I would hate to see that Coastal Caucus be reduced from the number it is now down to three or four folks. And so we need to be careful about how we move forward as we look at representation in the legislature. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor McConnell. Are there questions of the committee for either Ms. Lentz or Mayor McDonnell? Nope. Thank you very much for your testimony. And now we'll go to Lincoln City. Is there anyone ready to testify in Lincoln City?
No,
no
one else.
Nope. All right. Then we're back here to Tillamook, and we have, I'm going to try really hard on this one. Looks like Shirley Kilburn and A.D. Gus Meyer. Am I close?
Mayor Cal Coven.
Thank you, Senator Donovan. Sorry, can't read the writing. My apologies. Thank you. Would the mayor like to begin?
Good morning to all of you. Welcome to Tillamook County. Very much appreciate you coming. I'm Shirley Kalkoven. I'm the mayor of Nehalem. I wear a number of other hats. One of them is that I chair the Northwest Area Commission on Transportation. As you all know, the ACTS are groups that were formed by the Oregon Transportation Commission. Our area takes in and is part of two of ODOT's region, Columbia County and a very small portion of Western Washington County are in ODOT Region 1. And Clatsop and Tillamook counties, the other part of it, we're in ODOT Region 2. So I appreciate that struggle between where the lines get drawn. It works very well. It also is quite an interesting education about the commonality of community interests that is one of your big factors that you need to consider. We work together. We learn a lot about each other's communities, but I have to tell you that we don't have that much in common with Western Washington County. At one point, the former mayor of Forest Grove, which is in ODOT Region 1, approached me about switching their community into my act, and I told Richard that, you know, if you're doing it for money, you're not going to get more money that way. So we dropped that one. But one of the other hats that I wear is I'm involved with the League of Oregon Cities, and it was my privilege in 2009 to serve as the president of the League. Our major undertaking that year was a task force looking at the relationship that exists between Oregon cities and the state, state departments, the governor's office, so on. We had four tours throughout Oregon with meetings, 17 different meetings with mayors, council members, city managers, public works chiefs, police chiefs, and a lot of people coming to talk to us how they saw that relationship. It was a very interesting education for me because I was amazed at the closer that we got to Portland. And even in the southern part of the Willamette Valley in Springfield, believe it or not, people in those communities felt distanced from Salem and Portland. And I was telling my wonderful Senator Johnson about some of the experiences on this trip, and she said, you know, it's PGE all over again. That doesn't mean Portland General Electric. That means Portland gets everything. And that is the attitude of a lot of people. Portland may be a destination and a place that you have to get your products to market or you need to go for a reason, but people along the coast particularly regard Portland and the Willamette Valley as it's over there. We need to get to it for a reason or not, but it's not necessarily that we have anything common. It's a destination to try and get to. I also am a member of the Oregon Coastal Zone Management Association, and I represent Oregon cities on that group. And some years ago, we had CPACT, which was a forerunner of the ACTS, and we did the Oregon 101 corridor study. And people along Oregon coastal cities are more concerned about getting access to the valley and to Portland than they are about getting north and south to visit each other, which was an education in itself. One of the things that I helped with here a little over a year ago was an opportunity to engage in a Department of Energy grant, transportation grant, and we were successful in putting a consortium together of transit districts, five counties, Columbia, Clatsop, Tillamook, Lincoln, and Benton County, which of course is Corvallis, and we were successful with that grant. $3.5 million, one of 20 grants that was given nationally for our transit district to use, because they are learning to interconnect with one another and ultimately reach into the valley for transportation into Portland, Salem, and other metropolitan areas.
And Mayor, I'm sorry to do this, but it has been 4 minutes, so if you'd like to make a couple summary comments, then...
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
Madam Chair, Vice Chairs, Co-Chairs, and other members of the committee, A.D. Gus Meyer, 1715 Skyline Drive in Tillamook. I'm happy to present from the private sector. You've heard from the other sectors. And my principal focus is on the senatorial boundaries and on the rural communities. I think I've heard other members of the committee even say and ask questions about rural effectiveness in the legislature. And I am a very big, strong advocate that we address the rural interests and get fair representation in our legislature. So I'm going to limit my presentation to the senatorial redistricting. Currently, there are 30 state senators that represent 36 counties. Six rural-based counties have unequal local representation opportunity. Senatorial redistricting by population numbers frequently drives legislative decisioning and mandates. Tillamook County presently is very blessed by a senator of broad senatorial expanse whom flies in frequently for local initiatives of concern. Even redistricting could soon change that privilege to Tillamook County. Adding six state senators thereby affords equal representation to all 36 Oregon counties, allows rural voter interest to be locally voiced and represented, affords greater voter selection preference, equates county vertical senatorial representation interest within the six such lacking Oregon counties. These six counties have their own unique and special legislative interests. One size does not fit all. And we've heard about the rural interests from many of the presenters today that have common interests along coastal lines. Private sector advocacy request. As a member of the private sector of interest, I ask that this redistricting committee consider this to be a valid request. Tillamook County Commissioner Charles Herleman actively supports this request. Thank you very much for coming to Tillamook and for your interest in redistricting.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mayor and Mr. Meyer. I want to make sure, Mr. Meyer, that I understand what you're suggesting. If we are not able to add any number of senators. We have 30 senators and 60 representatives, and we can't change the number of senators or representatives. So, well, the voters could if they amended the Constitution, but that's not something that we can do as committees. So if that's what you're suggesting, I hate to disappoint you, but that's not within our authority. So
I just want to plant the seeds. I'm well aware of the constitutional allocations that would allow that to happen in the future. So we're asking really, or I'm asking on behalf of the private sector, that we really consider this as a constitutional amendment. It's in the federal constitution, and it's also in the state constitution as a possibility.
Thank you for your idea. Representative Cameron.
Thank you. Mr. Gusmeyer, is that?
Yes.
Mr. Gusmeyer, thank you for your testimony. So what you're suggesting is that Oregon do similar, that we have on a national basis, regardless of the population, each state has two senators. And so what you're suggesting, regardless of the population, each county would have one senator in the state of Oregon. Is that
That's correct, Representative Cameron. and it would be based upon the interests within that county. So it would be interest motivated.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions for these two? Senator Przanski.
Yeah, Mr. Gusmeier, just to follow up on that, because when I heard you speak, I was going to say, since our current configuration is two House districts make one Senate district, 60-30, are you saying, from what Representative Cameron asked, it sounds like you'd want to have a different number, meaning 36 in the Senate and still 60 in the House, or would you want to increase the number so you would end up having that type of representation based on House districts equaling a Senate district?
Senator Przanski, that is correct. This would not affect the House representation.
Right, thank you.
Other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony. Anyone else waiting in Newport?
Yes, please.
All right, go ahead, Newport.
My name is Bruce Mate. I've been a resident of Newport for 36 years. I work at the Hatfield Marine Science Center, but I'm here as myself today. I signed in as a neutral party because I was very interested in hearing how this process was going to go forward and how people were thinking about it. I've learned a fair bit while I was here. I think my opinions are starting to form towards the direction of Mayor McConnell. The coast needs as much representation as it can get. I've been very impressed with the Coastal Caucus and how well it's worked looking at themes that were of coastwide interest. I think as a marine biologist, my specialty is whales and marine mammals, I recognize that we are a rural area, and in that respect, we're underrepresented, I think, quite commonly. But more importantly, we represent a statewide area of interest. You know, a lot of us go to Central Oregon to vacation during the winter or ski. A lot of the state comes over to this side of the hill, so to speak, to enjoy the benefits of the coast, the renewal of spirit, if you will, if not to fish, watch non-renewable resources, non-consumptive resources like whales. In fact, in my program area, we help Whale Watch Spoke and Hear program that attracts 25 to 40,000 tourists in 2 one-week periods to watch whales. That's an incredible number of people who express interest in the resources that are happening on this side of the Coast Range. I guess my sense is that every one of you in the legislature ought to have concerns about how the coast is doing, both in its economic health and its resources that are unique to the state. I certainly hope that's the way you work and you don't think solely in within your own district, although I have to say I've seen some examples of that that have been at times kind of catastrophic for the coast. There are things that can return valuable investments many times over for the state's investment on this side. Ocean health is something that's a worldwide concern, but for those of us who live on the edge of it, we respect our neighbors and friends who fish, whether they're in the community or from the valley or from the east side. I would like to see as much involvement of the legislative representation throughout the state having concern about the coast and its health, just because it's a good thing for the whole state, just as you're looking after your own constituencies. So I guess I'm going to still suggest that the more representation we have on the coast, the better. And from what I've heard so far, linking the coast north to south as a single unit or a couple units probably would not do that as effectively as having ties to folks in the interior that have the coast as part of their constituency that they should be looking after as a resource for the entire state. Thanks very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there another person there in Newport who would like to testify? Questions?
No, I believe that's it.
Okay, questions for Mr. Is it Mate?
Mate, M-A-T-E.
Questions for Mr. Mate? Anyone? Senator Telfer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Mate, you mentioned more representation, and I want to make sure that you're not just wanting to get more representation through other areas. I want to make sure that those additional areas have common interest. So could you tell me what the common interest would be with districts moving from the coast inland? What's the common interest with those inland?
I think the common interests are that those people who are inland use the coast regularly. It's like their backyard. It's their vacation playland, particularly in times of tightened economies. There's more dependence upon having recreational values that are close at hand than those that are wide-ranging. We share a number of elements. A lot of the timber that's being processed in the valley comes from the coast range as it does from the east side. Those of us on the coast depend upon the valley in a number of ways. As I said, I've lived here in Newport for 36 years. I'm a member of the OSU faculty. I travel back and forth. I could probably draw Highway 20 for you blindfolded and list by milepost where things are. I'm appreciative of the investments that have been made to make that easier corridor. But through that corridor comes a lot of commerce, and not just tourism. We have a pulp and paper mill in Toledo that has trucks right now that deviate and go north at considerable extra cost to come through Highway 101 and go to Toledo by going east from Newport rather than taking Highway 20. As we see that become a better corridor, we will see even more financial links between the valley and the coast, where I live on the Central Oregon coast.
Thank you. Other questions for Mr. Mate? Thank you very much for your testimony. Lincoln City, is there anyone there in Lincoln City? I keep checking. No one else?
No.
All right, and now we're back to Astoria. Is there anyone waiting to testify in Astoria? Nope.
There's no one else.
All right, thank you very much. Then we'll come back here to Tillamook, and we have, it looks like, Mark Labert and Doug Montgomery, please. I hope I pronounced your names correctly.
Close.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair and Co-Chairs. For the record, my name is Mark Labhart, and I have the privilege also of being a county commissioner. I've been a county commissioner in Tillamook County for 7 years. Before I actually start, hopefully the time, I do want to correct Senator Johnson. I would never do this, but I'm sure she would like me to correct her. When she kept saying the Willamette River, I'm sure she meant the Columbia River. She said Willamette twice, and I'm sure she loves the folks in the Willamette Valley, but I'm pretty sure she meant the Columbia River. So, my testimony before you is the unanimous position of the Board of County Commissioners, and we also have Commissioner Tim Josie here in the back of the room. Commissioner Josie was a legislator for a number of years and has considerable background on redistricting also, so that adds a little weight to our testimony, I would think. I'm going to drill just a little bit deeper into the evaluation criteria because that is what you have to use in deliberating. But I also want to just say quickly that I apologize that we had to postpone this meeting March 11th. Many of us were doing other things than testifying on March 11th. That was the day of the tsunami in our coastal area, and we were very busy trying to evacuate our citizens. So appreciate you rescheduling this. And again, my comments are going to be, our comments are going to be only for the House and Senate district, but I'd be glad to talk about the congressional district if you'd like. Both Senator Johnson and Representative Boone are under target for their districts, as you well know, and they need to add constituents. It's important that this be done in logical geographic areas, and we believe that counties are the best way to do this. We encourage you to keep the county boundaries as complete as possible and not break up the county in order to meet target numbers. We are very pleased with Senator Johnson and Representative Boone representing our entire county and ask that you most sincerely continue this philosophy of the county boundary concept. I'm going to cover all six evaluation criteria in the following sentences regarding communities of interest and political boundaries. Tillamook County is a county of unincorporated communities from west of Tillamook to the south to our Lincoln County line. Pacific City, I think, is either the first or second largest unincorporated community in the state of Oregon right now. and it is under county jurisdiction. And there's a large number of residents, about 500, who work at the Tillamook County Creamery Association, located in central Tillamook County. And those employees commute from all parts of the county, both north and south, to the Tillamook County Creamery Association for work. Another large employer in our county is the hospital. And those employees also travel from all parts of the county daily to work. Our three school districts are all inside the county boundary. Our communities are tied socially to the school districts and have a lot of pride in their particular school district. As was mentioned to you earlier by a number of speakers, we are a natural resource-based economy with agriculture, forestry, and I want to add one, and I think it's a very valuable part of our economy, and that's the fishing industry. These are prime natural resource industries, again, tied around a county boundary. The majority of the Tillamook State Forest is located inside of Tillamook County. We need strong legislative leadership with our state agencies. Most of the TCCA, Tillamook County Creamery Association, producers live in Tillamook County on Tillamook County farms. We are a coastal county with one of the oldest per capita age populations. We have a lot of retired people that live in our county and need those state services. Our fishing community is centered at the Port of Garibaldi and is rapidly becoming a more viable, economic engine every year. We're currently exporting seafood to China right now, very seriously. We're doing a test with the Portland Airport here shortly. The development of ocean energy is becoming an increasing opportunity for our county, and we need unified and strong leadership from our coastal legislators as we discuss development in the state territorial sea. We have a unified county effort to follow the ocean planning process, and we need our entire county represented by a unified representative and state senator.
I'm sorry to do this, but...
Okay, I'm way done. Okay.
Well, it has been 4 minutes, and we have your written testimony, which we will read. If you want to just summarize the remaining points,
in terms of removing the or adding positions, we would recommend that Representative Boone take all of Tillamook County, all of Clatsop County, and in order to get her to her number of 3,000, whatever it is, which you would have to move into Columbia County a little bit more. So that would take Representative Witt and move him further east and south. And so that's what the recommendation would be, to take Representative Boone, all Tillamook County, all Clatsop County, and a little bit of Columbia County to get her to her numbers. Senator Johnson, same. She's already all of Tillamook County, all of Clatsop County, and all of Columbia County. Move her further south into Multnomah County in the agricultural areas so that she can still have that agricultural focus further into Multnomah County. So, in summary.
Thank you very much, Commissioner, for your testimony. Mm-hmm. If you'll wait, we might have some questions for you. And then we have Mr. Montgomery.
I'm Douglas Montgomery. I'm wearing two hats. I'll give you my Portland address first. I live near Grant High School. I've lived in Oregon since 1975, had a career at Bonneville Power. I'm retired at the present time, and I've also taught at Portland State University for 7 years as a full-time faculty member. First thing I'd like to recommend that is you use the Portland State University Population Research Center and run a heck of a lot of computer scenarios. I think you should tie them to county lines. I think you ought to also tie them to school districts. Why school districts? I served on... After retiring, moving to Rockaway Beach, and I served on the Northwest Regional ESD, a $120 million a year business, serving 20 school districts. And I was elected. I was the elected member for 10 of those rural school districts. And that was a very difficult assignment because the problems with transportation were difficult. But I think it's important that you not only use school districts, because I think school districts are the center of rural communities. I think you also ought to look at the federal agencies that set up task forces and rural groups. I also think you ought to look at the state agencies, such as Shirley mentioned, the DOT groups, to find out and overlay all of those groups, because they represent current active state and federal funds which come into rural areas. Now, I'm going to throw a new suggestion. I was one of the founding citizens of Metro out of the Columbia Regional Association of Governments in the late 70s. And I think there is a definite urban bias to congressional districts. So I suggest you consider building your congressional districts around the metro boundaries. That will restore strength in rural areas. I'm
done.
Thank
you very much for your testimony. We have had people from the a Population Research Center at Portland State come at the beginning of our time as a joint hearings in the legislature. They gave us some great general information, and we will be calling on them. I must say that all the technology is so sophisticated that we are able to, with the software and everything that we have, excuse me, in the Capitol, overlay a lot of those areas and as we're doing our planning and mapping. So questions for this panel? Senator Telfer?
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Labhart, I'm not familiar enough with the area, so we've heard testimony today about not moving, that there's not communities of interest with Multnomah County and those areas to the east of here. But you're telling me that you're suggesting movement in that direction. So could you tell me what the areas of common interest are?
Yes, Madam Co-Chair, Senator Telfer, the areas would be not to move into the urban areas of Multnomah County, but the northern part of Multnomah County, Linton, you have the Columbia River there, you have Sauvies Island, agricultural areas into that portion. I don't know exactly where the boundary moves right there, but there's agricultural interests in that part of Multnomah County. And Senator Bonamici, thank you, would be able to tell you where that is. But that would be and again, it's tied to this geographic area of Highway 30, the Columbia River, the maritime work that goes up and down the Columbia River, up to the Port of Astoria. A lot of those products go through the Port of Astoria. So keeping that link both from a transportation perspective on highways and rivers. So and keep it into the agricultural focus. And it also keeps a kind of a tight geographic boundary for travel distance, as Senator Johnson mentioned earlier.
Thank you.
And other questions? Representative Cameron.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for your testimony, Mr. Lambert. Do the people living in Tillamook, Pacific City, have more in common with the people who live in Lincoln City or with the people who live in rural Multnomah County?
I could answer that two ways. About 60% of the population that lives in Pacific City lives in Multnomah County. So they care about what goes on in Pacific City because they're all second homeowners. 70% of the population in Nesquin, which is also in Tillamook County, they live in other areas than there. So they have an interest in what goes on there. So that's one way to answer it. The other way to answer it is, yes, there is a definite tie between the coastal and what goes on in coastal communities in terms of development, in terms of transportation, in terms of ocean energy planning, in terms of tourism, those kind of things. So I can answer the question both ways.
Well, if I may, those people that you referred to that live in Pacific City that also live in, they weren't counted twice in the census, were they?
I hope not.
Thank you.
We hope.
Follow up, if I may.
Go ahead.
We've heard testimony to have as many representatives as possible represent the coast. Why wouldn't that be true about the Columbia River and having many representatives represent the same common interests of the Columbia River? Why wouldn't that same justification apply by bringing many representatives along the Columbia River as well as the Oregon coast?
So, Representative, I'm not sure I understand your question. Is it by moving representatives further into Multnomah County that would reduce the number? Because I think you have to, by the repositioning, give up some of those numbers in order to for Representative Witt and Senator Johnson to gain seats. So I'm not quite sure I understand.
I'm not talking about moving numbers. I'm talking about representation. We heard, even though the coast has lost population, we've heard testimony to continue to have the same amount of representatives, senators and House of Representatives, with population loss. And the only way to do that is by going east. why wouldn't that same principle apply in an area of common interest along the Columbia River to have several representatives represent that versus just one representative?
Yeah, I'm not sure I have an answer for that.
If I may interject, commuting patterns. If you look at where most of the people work who live along the Columbia River, you can go as far as Columbia City, perhaps, and nearly 90% of them live and work in Portland.
Well, I'm not sure that answered it either, but...
Thank you.
Any other questions for this panel? Thank you very much for your testimony. Newport? Anyone in Newport?
No one else, thank you.
Lincoln City? Anyone show up to testify in Lincoln City?
No one else.
How about Astoria? Is anyone waiting in Astoria?
St. Helens and Astoria on this side.
I guess not.
Yes, I just want to, my name's Kathy Sanders again, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk twice or not, but I just wanted to echo, I liked Mark Labhart's idea for the changing of the Senate and House of Representatives district. It just seemed to make sense to me, and that's why I wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. And so we have now three more people who have signed up. Is there anyone else here who would like to testify who has not signed up on the list? Okay, so we'll do two, and then we'll do the remaining two. Next, can we have Jim Welsh and Lenora Lawrence, please? Welcome to the committees.
Thank you. Go ahead. Okay.
If you'll start by saying your
name. I'm Lenora Lawrence. I'm from Tillamook, and I just want to advocate that we don't lose any more representation. I don't like the idea of one long district. I think it's important. I think that we need to acknowledge that we are a community of interest with the people in the valley, because you can tell that several times a year they come down, people from the valley come down because they want to help clean up the oceans and the rivers and the bays. And
just a minute, please. Can we ask the people in the video locations to either turn off your sound or not talk while we're listening to testimony? Thank you. I'm sorry, Ms. Lawrence. Go ahead. We won't take that off your time.
Thank you. I think the gentleman from Newport, Mr. Mead, I believe, said it very well, that we are a statewide...
Hold on just a minute, please. Is there a way we can get that sound turned off?
They got to get their attention first.
I believe that's in Newport. Newport, we can hear you, and we're trying to listen to testimony. So if we can ask you to not talk.
Or mute.
Thank you.
No one else will be testifying.
Thank you. If you could turn off your microphones there, that would be helpful. Because we are getting some noise from there, some voices. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. We want to make sure we can hear you.
That's. I don't have much more than that to say, except that I don't know how you're going to be deciding on this. I know it has to be transportation and population issues, and that's something that I can't speak to here. Except that it seems that we have so many to make up for to acquire, that maybe it'd be better to go straight up Highway 6 to Washington County and pick those people, because I agree with Representative Holvey that needs. I believe that the more people who are interested in the resources of the river and the oceans and who are have a buy-in there, the better off our counties will be served, our communities will be served.
Thank you for your testimony. Mr. Welsh?
Yes, I'd like to thank the members of the committee for visiting Tillamook County. My name is Jim Welsh. I live in Nehalem. I've been listening to the testimony, and it's been very enlightening. In fact, it's actually changed my mind on one issue that when I arrived here, I felt that perhaps a one district representing the coast would be something that would be beneficial. But after listening to the descriptions of the time and the extent of the coastal district, if it were to be created, it's given me a thought that maybe that's not the best thing to do, that three districts representing the coast gives us maybe a little more clout than we would have with one. Plus, I drive the coast quite often, visiting down to California, and it's about a seven-hour trip from top to the bottom there. It's about 370 miles. That's an awful long district for somebody to try to represent properly. I do have some comments about districts 1 and 5, and if you look on the map there, they're probably, I have to call them classic examples of gerrymandering. It would make probably some of the old-time politicians in the South real proud the way those two districts have been set up, in my opinion. That's
And just for the record, you're talking about congressional districts, because we also have House and Senate districts.
Yes, congressional districts 1 and 5.
Thank you.
I agree that with some other folks that Multnomah County should be in one district. It is rather odd that it's been divided up, even though Multnomah County and Portland are as homogeneous a group or an area as there is in the state. As far as the Oregon legislative districts, our Senate District 16 and 30 and House District 32, I would like to see some parts of Lincoln County brought into these districts. I know personally, I visit Lincoln County, Lincoln City, Newport, the southern areas of this district here, much more frequently than I ever visit up to Columbia County or Scappoose and Rainier, et cetera. And I just think maybe it would be something a little bit more in tune with Tillamook's interests. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Representative Garrett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to reassure you that there are people in East Multnomah County who hate the city of Portland, too.
We heard from them.
Yeah. So they share that in common.
Other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony. We have two more people. We have Peter, looks like Russ Q, and Jerry Walker.
Good afternoon. I'm Peter Roscoe. I'm a city councilor of Astoria. I'm also on a number of things. I sit with some of the people here on CALPAC, the Economic Development Council. I'm also on Joint Task Force on the overseas the Columbia River for all fishing seasons, commercial and recreational for all species. And I'm on a couple of other little boards, too. So I have to go against my good friend, Senator Johnson, and Mark Labhart about Senate District 31 and 32. If you look there, you'll see, actually, you're talking about highways. Highway 30 ends in Astoria at the Astoria-Megler Bridge. It's something that actually connects Portland to Astoria. Earlier, somebody mentioned from the Astoria testimony that there was a perception that Astoria was urban, and I suggest rather lightly that perhaps it's got that urban quality because it has the double barrel effect. We as Astorians are very effectively represented, having both Debbie Boone and Brad Witt as our representatives. That's a very powerful thing. I don't want to give that up. A number of people that I didn't even want to come today, but too many people were talking to me about not giving this up, and they made me do it. Anyway, you know, if you look, the other thing about Astoria that really connects, and if you imagine why did they create that district in the first place, it's because of the fact that we have a lot of ports on the river. We have the ports of, you know, Longview. We jointly work with the Port of Portland, the Port of Astoria, Longview, Kalama, anything that goes on. We have all of our river traffic that goes up and down the Columbia River, whether it be barge traffic, the river pilots. We have the bar pilots. We are in a unique position in Astoria. And rail is another issue that that I think that having that District 31 be represented in Astoria helps our possibility of rail. And as I look at it, this isn't to me just about a numbers thing. This redistricting creates lines, you know, and it doesn't have to be just about numbers. There are a lot of ways to play with numbers. As I went out and looked at the map, House District 44 is short numbers, so they could go in and they kind of abut the Linton community, so they could go in and borrow some of the people from Linton to flush up their numbers if they needed to. So I just I want to repeat, we really like in Astoria the double barrel effect. We don't think that it makes us less effective. We think it makes us more effective.
Thank you for your testimony. I just want to make sure the record is clear. You were talking about House District.
House District, yes.
All right. Jerry Walker, go ahead.
Good morning or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jerry Walker. I live in Northeast Portland, which I think is less than 100 miles from here. I hope it is, because that's what I said on that form I just filled out.
You were wrong.
Was I wrong?
Yeah.
How far away do I live?
About 112.
Okay. My voice is not loud enough for me to go 12 miles east and have you still hear me. So, I do independent market research for a living, and mostly based on population and demographics. I use all the software in my business that your state demographers are using in the redistricting process. And because of my professional curiosity, I began about 2 months ago to examine Senate District 16, Senator Bonamici, your district, and the House districts that surround them, mostly out of curiosity, and also because my family has long roots in extreme western Washington County, and I was curious about the representation there. And I'd like to suggest, based on the work that I've done, an approach to redrawing the lines in Senator Johnson and Senator Bonamici's districts and the four members of the House who represent them. And I'm particularly interested in your comments, sir, about Astoria, because that's a subject of considerable interest to me. First of all, from the community of interest point of view, it occurs to me in social, demographic, and economic terms that those portions of Senate District 16 that are in far western Washington County don't have anything to do with the coastal districts that make up sort of a stole that runs around from, if you will, Lincoln County, all the way around Astoria and then down the Columbia and finally the Willamette River. And so if I were drawing Senate District 16 so that it had a community of social, economic, and political interests, I would exclude those portions of Washington County which are included in it. Senator Bonamici, that doesn't make your problem worse because, although I've not discussed this with Senator Johnson heretofore, the idea of extending her district down south from Sylvie Island in those census tracts that make up the most northern parts, or I guess northwestern parts, of Multnomah County that now form the portion of your district that is in Multnomah County is sort of balances that equation. And the 4,700 and some number that Senator Johnson District needs to add, together with those portions of extreme western Washington County, make it possible to balance the equation so that both Senate districts and all four House districts wind up meeting the requirements. Representative Boone, the question about whether or not there are two representatives or one covering Astoria can be solved either of those two ways. And partially because you already represent part of Vernonia down there in the extreme south, Vernonia, southwestern Columbia County.
Outside of Vernonia.
And so, you know, we can, and it is a numbers game to some extent because you have to draw the districts where the people are. But that can be done so that there could be one representative, either of you actually, covering all of Astoria and Warrenton, or two, as it presently is now.
I only cover Warrenton, no Astoria at this point. So
my message, ladies and gentlemen, is that if I were doing it based on what I do for a living and my practice and studying the different communities, Washington County, the western portion of Washington County, basically from Forest Grove and Banks, I guess it would be west and northwest, would be in a district that was represented by somebody who lived on the other side of the mountains from where I sit today. And the coastal districts, those ranging from northern Lincoln County all the way around, as Senator Johnson said, someplace in the Linton area in northern Multnomah County, would form this Senate District 16.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Are there questions for this panel? Any questions? Representative Hovey.
Just one. I was wondering when Mr. Walker would start looking at the rest of the state for us.
Representative Hovey, I'm a volunteer court-appointed special advocate. I volunteer in the long-term care ombudsman program in the state. And every time I talk like that, my wife just whacks me. I'd love to, but it's a very big job. I have great respect for the state's demographers.
Thank you. We have had a lot of testimony today from people who do a lot of volunteer work, and that means a lot to our community. So thank you, all of you. Final questions for this panel? Thank you very much for your testimony.
You.
With regard to population, we can deviate depending on the reason for the deviation in the state numbers. With regard to the congressional numbers, we pretty much have to be precise in how those are divided, the five congressional districts. Did you want to make one more?
I wanted to point out one more thing. Earlier, somebody was asking a question about Astoria and Warrenton and what was the commonality, and they neglected to mention one of the most important things is that the Astoria-Warrenton Chamber of Commerce is one thing. So,
and just for the record,
and we're having a crab and seafood festival in a couple of weeks, but I didn't say that.
Mr. Roscoe,
since our
last hearing, we've had some written testimony submitted for the record. So I'm going to just read that into the record. There's testimony from Mary Ann Fitzgerald in Multnomah County, George Schneider in Multnomah County, Mike Litt in Clackamas County, Carolyn Ortman in Washington County, and Patricia Cortez in Lane County. And again, if you would like to submit written testimony and you did not do so today, please feel free to do that. Either send it to us via mail if you want to have it real written testimony, or email it. There's a place link on the front page of the handout that you received today with email, so that you can email testimony to us. Our staff does an excellent job of making sure that we all get that and that it goes into the record. Also, for the committee members, the staff has been working on a log of testimony from all of the field hearings. We have two more. We will be in Eugene tomorrow morning and Albany tomorrow afternoon.
Corvallis,
excuse me. I thought we were meeting in Albany. Corvallis, Albany. We'll be hearing about the communities of interest
and
of
Salem.
Corvallis.
And Salem.
Yes. And then we'll be meeting in Salem on Tuesday. So those are our upcoming hearings, and I want to thank everyone. Just make sure, it doesn't look like there's anyone else in Lincoln City, Newport, or Astoria. So thank you, everyone, for being here and for your testimony. I will adjourn the Senate Committee on Redistricting.
Adjourn the House.
Yeah.